All right, to end the day with some more baseball talk. Scott Miller, one of our favorites, longtime national baseball writer, contributor to the New York Times, other sites, checking in on the crazy state of this game when foreign substances are ruling the roost. Scott, it's always good to have you back on the Murph and Max Show on the UMA guest line. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I hope the same for you guys. Nice to be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Scott, you call San Diego home, of course, right?
I do.
Well, first, before
not
we
far from use.
Yeah. Before we get into all the foreign substance and Garrett Cole and Glasnow and all that, we are keenly interested in this Padre deal because, we heard all the hype that it was a two-team division. And, oh, look who's leading the division, Scott. So,
I've noticed. It's been a pretty good run for the Giants.
It's been a little bit of a fun thing for us. We have a little running joke on the show where we say, same old Padres. Because the Niners said that about the Rams, famously, when the Rams rose up one time in the late 90s. Yep. And Tim McDonald said, same old Rams, and everybody laughed. But so we sort of needle our Padre fans in the listening audience, the two or three of them. But how is the vibe down there? Because that series against the Dodgers early in the season were so electric. It really grabbed everybody's attention. And now they've hit a little bit of a lull. So what's going on, Scott?
Yeah, and it's been such a weird season anyway, which is why we keep watching baseball, right? Because you never know what's going to happen. If we knew in spring training the way it was going to play out, it would be an awful boring summer every year. As you say, obviously the Giants are – what a story there. And where the Padres are concerned, to your point, and why I say talk about the unpredictability of everything, nobody wanted to talk anything other than Dodgers-Padres into the year. And then that series you're talking about back in April, that was when the Dodgers, they'd gotten off to a 13-2 start. And it was like, oh my gosh, they're going to run away with the division yet again. And then shortly after that, the Dodgers lost 15 of their next 20. So, it's like 1 minute you're hot, 1 minute you're not. Same thing happened to the Padres. They had a great May, and they had the best record in baseball in the major leagues at one point. Now they've lost 13 of 17. They come limping home tonight. They open a 10-game homestand after getting swept by the Rockies in Denver. Losers of 13 of 17. And they've gone from the best record in the major leagues to like, they're sixth now in the National League alone. So we'll see what happens. But, the Giants have opened a 5.5 game lead over Los Padres, let alone the Dodgers. So Padres better get their act together.
I think it's six, Scott. Don't cheat us out of that half game.
Oh, you're right. I looked at the standing. You're exactly
right.
We
need that half game. Yeah, I'm going to need that. Yeah.
Did you not get the late score? Baby. The late score from San Francisco last night.
Yeah.
It was
you're right. I looked. Yeah, 5.5 was like halfway through the Giants game last night. You're exactly right.
Well, you know us, Scott. You and I, as old newspaper guys, it's sad to see that, printing my lament is like the Chronicle goes to print so early now, they frequently don't have the night game in.
And that's everybody. Down here, I get the San Diego Union Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. I still go old school. I get those two papers in my driveway and then read everything online. And you're exactly right. Those two papers in my driveway, I don't even use them, either one of them anymore, for the morning box scores or anything because, it's so hit and miss if they get last night's game in or not that I've trained now just to look online for all that.
Man, oh, man, it's good stuff. Hey, Scott, I'm sure you'll probably write at some point this summer if the Giants keep this thing into August and September about and you've written through the years about Farhan Zaidi. We knew when they hired him that he's had the rep as the guy. He's schooled by Billy Bean and Andrew Friedman, and he knows what he's doing, da-da-da. But I got to say, when he hired Gabe Kapler, there was a ton of skepticism.
It really was.
Because, everybody's like, wait, he's on nobody's list.
And he had no real good results in Philly.
Well, he's 500, but
they
wanted more.
Yeah.
And, Scott, I think, honestly, the Giants were Gabe's only call. And so it was like, whoa. And for whatever reason, it is clicking.
It really is.
He hired this raft of young coaches who were unproven, and they're proving it, Scott. I mean, what's your observation on that?
Yeah, a couple things. I think you're right. Gabe Kapler in Philly had a few missteps, and it was no secret. He especially was criticized there for you know, he was learning still, I think. I'm sure he'll tell you he still is. He's still a young manager. But he was learning, especially on the fly in Philadelphia, the bullpen and pitching management. And he had some – he was heavily criticized in Philadelphia for some of the bullpen maneuvers and such. And, you know, I think he hasn't been perfect in San Francisco, but he's gotten better. I mean, he's better this year than last year. I mean, it's only his fourth year of managing, and last year was just the 60-game season. So, you know, there's that. And I think the other thing – is, you know, not only is he a little bit more experienced now, but he was put into similar situations both in Philadelphia and San Francisco in terms of a team that had some glory days not long ago and was going through a transition into what they hope is their next winning period. So his situation in Philly and San Francisco to me is comparable, and where he's at now, I think he had that experience in Philadelphia trying to guide a team, at least for 2 years that he was there, through kind of the transitional present. Where he's at in San Francisco now, it's a very similar situation. So, you know, I think he's like any of us, you know, the more experience you get, you know, and especially if you have one chance at something, and then when you get a second chance at something, you're a little older, a little wiser. You've been in the fires, and you're a little more experienced now.
You know, it's funny. I mean, Farhan said that when he was searching. He goes, you know, just because a guy didn't succeed somewhere doesn't mean he can't improve. And he was basically telegraphing the Kapler move. And sure enough, man, yep. The proof is in the pudding. They are just – he has just answered every doubter and then some. Hey, Scott, before we let you go, we got to get to kind of the original topic, which was the foreign substance stuff. And you wrote this huge piece for the New York Times. And I'm correct, the gist of it is you're saying baseball knew this was going on. Pardon me, you tweeted this one by Tyler Kepner. Pardon me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And that baseball knew it was going on and only now is acting. I mean, Scott, you've been around the game a long time. I mean,
yeah.
People say baseball can't get out of its own way. I don't know. Is this the right move to go search these guys up and down? Are you buying what Garrett Cole's saying about gripping the ball? I mean, we had Sean Estes on earlier today. He's like, I pitched in the big leagues. I could grip the ball. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
Seams and everything. Yeah. So
where are you at with this, Scott?
Right. Put it this way. First off, like you said, I've been covering baseball 30-some years. I mean, I love it. It's all I do. I don't cover any other sport. You know, I'm passionate about the game, and I want what's best for the game. So a couple things. One, I have, until about 2 weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, I've never even freaking heard of spider tack.
Right. Nobody had. Yeah. Right.
We're to the point now where, like, pitchers are using stuff that – is created for bodybuilders to carry like 100-plus pound stones to the, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, a couple things. The biggest thing to me, and this is the disheartening thing, this is where I thought Tyler Kepner nailed it in the column, is baseball, it's like it doesn't have the foresight to anticipate problems and the potential of letting the horses out of the barn. And what I mean by that is, look at, since analytics have come in, well, let's back up even a little bit more. When baseball instituted instant replay and put cameras all over the parks, then around that time, analytics comes in and everything's video. So baseball itself put cameras all over the parks and then did not anticipate that a cheating scandal like the Houston Astros, et cetera, would blossom from that. And I mean, if you're going to put cameras all over the ballpark, especially in a video age and analytics age, there has to be some checks and balances. And baseball, to me, that's where this cheating scandal came out of. Baseball didn't anticipate that. And now, just a couple years later, same thing with pitchers. It's all about spin rate now. And we know from analytics, and it's not been a secret, again, with all the video technology, spin rate can be measured. Every club wants high spin rate. Spin rate gets you paid, like back in the day of steroids. Home runs got you paid. So it's like we know about the video technology. We know that spin rate's big right now. We know all of this. And yet this reached the point where pitchers are using spider tack before baseball said, you know, all of this could equal a big problem and we should get on this. And that's the disheartening thing to me, is that here we are again with a scandal, if you want to call it that, that could have been nipped in the bud a long time ago.
It's crazy, man. And it's so funny about baseball. I'm waiting for, like, the next time baseball does something right, people will be like, oh, my God, they got it right. I mean, they do nothing right. They do nothing right. Double headers are wrong. Runners on second is wrong. The foreign substance thing is bungled. It's just like, I think maybe the only good thing they've done in the last 30 years is institute Lou Gehrig Day, ALS Day or something. I mean, it's like they've Jackie Robinson honoring, and those things have been good. Yeah. But other than that, they just screw it up all the time. But yet, we keep coming back for more, Scott. Can't wait for the game today. All right. Anyway, good talking to you. It's always great to catch up. And we'll do it again down the road. Thanks, Scott.
All right, guys. Take care. Sounds
you too,
good.
Scott. Thanks,
Scott,
man.
Miller, a San Diego-based, longtime national baseball writer.
Good guy.
Bleacher Report, New York Times. Big Springsteen guy, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's true. When's the last time we said baseball did something right? I mean, they screwed up the steroids, obviously. They're screwing up this foreign substance thing. They, you know, runners on second. The DH in the National League, seven-inning doubleheaders.
You got a clock on the pitcher now. You got ticking clocks out there.
And then guess what? You guys are going today, and you're going to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? On KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.